It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is Michigan Radio senior news analyst Jack Lassenberry with a look at some of the region's top news stories of the week. Jack has been at the Mackinac Policy Conference all week, and today he joins us by Skype. Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan used his keynote address at the conference to lay out his new urban planning strategy. He also looked back on Detroit's history and explained very matter-of-factly to his mostly white audience the decades of systematic racism that helped shape the city and the region. Rochelle Riley of the Detroit Free Press said that Duggan should give the same presentation to people across the state. What was your take, Jack?
Well, I have to agree with Rochelle Riley. It was one of the most amazing speeches I ever heard. He encapsulated in 15 minutes something that took Thomas Sugrue, the great historian, 600 pages to do in Origins of an Urban Crisis, and he did it sharper and clearer. He showed how government policies and, to some extent, policies of the government of Detroit caused not only systematic racism, but caused sort of the city's economic destruction by, for example, not having any areas kept for the new auto plants of the 1950s and 1960s, which were much different than the old auto plants. And then having said all that, he said how he's going to fix it, build one city for everyone, have a sort of a walkable city with neighborhoods, not try to compete with the strip mall world of the suburbs. And I think people who saw this presentation, which he did all off the top of his head using only PowerPoint slides, would get in a non-threatening way the racism that destroyed Detroit as they never have before. And it's interesting, he did it without any rancor or recrimination, didn't really attack anybody, but he made it very crystal clear.
Governor Rick Snyder told state and business leaders at the conference that the biggest threat to the country right now is a fractured and combative political culture. Snyder says it's a toxic environment that gets in the way of problem solving, and he'd like to see Michigan serve as an example of consensus problem solving. Jack, this is a very politically divided state. Is Snyder dreaming with this one?
Well, I'm afraid so, and one could argue that Snyder, who basically, to give him credit, has not been somebody who's gone out there and savaged the opposition and called them a lot of names, but he's also been fairly ineffectual, unfortunately, especially in the last few years. You saw the legislature seems to sort of totally ignore him, a legislature of his own party, and the trouble is, it's sort of like, you know, bringing a Bible to a knife fight. Unless you can get the other people to agree to fight on your terms, you're apt to be killed, and the saddest thing about negative campaigning is there's a lot of evidence that it works.
Governor Snyder also spent some time pushing for a compromise when it comes to the state's teacher retirement plans. Right now, new teachers can choose between a 401k-style plan or a pension plan combined with a 401k-style plan. Some key lawmakers want to get rid of the pension option. When MLive asked Senate Majority Leader Arlen Meekhoff if there are any outcomes that don't involve closing the pension system to new hires, his answer was a flat-out no. Jack, how long can this battle go on?
The amazing thing here is the degree of absolute contempt that Arlen Meekhoff, the Senate Majority Leader, is showing for the sitting governor. Meekhoff, for some reason, is obsessed with this issue. I don't know whether he had a really bad teacher who made him sit in the corner, but he seems to hate teachers, or at least to hate that they would get pensions. The irony of this thing is what Meekhoff wants to do to eliminate their pensions would cost the state billions of dollars to do this transition. As Governor Snyder points out, the hybrid system they have now is fully funded. It's working. If it's not broke, don't fix it. But Meekhoff is just absolutely obsessed with taking teachers' pensions away from them. There's a showdown here, and the question is, who will blink? Will the governor, as he has in the past, sort of roll over and go along with this, or will he cast a veto and perhaps threaten a state shutdown if there's not a budget?
Jack, Michigan's gubernatorial race has gained yet another name. This week, Republican Senator Patrick Kolbeck filed his paperwork to run for governor. Kolbeck is considered one of the most conservative lawmakers in Lansing. Actually, the Choose Life license plate bill we talked about last week is his bill. With Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly and State Attorney General Bill Schuette both expected to announce their bids for governor anytime here, is there room in this race for Kolbeck?
Well, a friend of mine has described Pat Kolbeck as having one of the finest minds of the 13th century. He's very, very far to the right. I cannot imagine him winning, but if he gets some traction, if he gets some support, this could hurt Attorney General Bill Schuette, who mainly appeals to the conservative element of the party, and it's even considerable, it's a long shot, that if Kolbeck and Schuette were to divide the more conservative vote, that Brian Kelly could sneak in with the support of moderately conservative Republicans. We just don't know, but again, this is sort of an interesting development, and we'll have to see, the election's 14 months away, whether all these people stay the course.
All right, Jack, well, have a safe trip home and make sure you run some extra miles this week to work off all those extra fudge calories.
I was planning on coming back by kayak, Rebecca.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio Senior News Analyst. He joins us Saturday mornings to review the week's regional stories. You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.